This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and our colleague Noah Adams is back with us now to take us on a journey. This is to a small river town in Ohio, and back to the time before the Civil War, back to the time of slavery, Noah.
Alex, I want to play a sound for you, just a few seconds of audio tape. It's a sound that could have come from the 19th century.
This is maybe someone rowing a boat.
You bet. This story comes from Ripley, Ohio, that town, and it's about the years of the Underground Railroad there. Escaping slaves would cross the Ohio River from the Kentucky side, slavery was legal in Kentucky, to the Free State of Ohio, and often they would do it in a small skiff. And I found a fellow in Ripley with a boat and asked him to take me out on the water so I could tape this one true sound that hasn't changed since that time. And so we'll open our story with that sound. And this is only a small part of the saga of slaves escaping to the north with the help of many people along the way. The larger story is now on display in Cincinnati. This is the grand opening weekend for the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center. Ripley is 70 miles back up the Ohio River. It's an old town right on the riverbank. And 600 feet high on a ridge above the town is a small brick house that belonged to an abolitionist named John Rankin. Ann Hagedorn, who's a journalist and author, climbed the steps to Rankin's house every day when she was working on a book about Ripley.
Here we go. I have run into people in this town who said to me, are you the one writing the book? Are you the one who walks up Rankin's Hill every day? They're much more amazed by that than me writing a book.
With Ann Hagedorn, we climb Rankin's Hill. Some of the steps are original, stones laid in 1829. That's when John Rankin built his house on the ridgeline. A Presbyterian minister, Reverend Rankin's belief that slavery was absolutely immoral came from his church upbringing. And helped by his wife Jean and his sons, he became a conductor on the Underground Railroad. It wasn't a rail line, and it wasn't underground. It was simply a tracing of a route from the slave states across the Ohio to freedom. It depended on the courage of those who would escape and those who would help them hide and then move on to the north. The word went out about the Rankin House. Get to the ridge on the Kentucky side of the river, and if you could see a light in a window across the way, it was safe to try. Try to escape the dogs and the slave catchers, who could operate even in Ohio. You might know John Rankin's name. If you could reach his house, you'd be safe.
Everyone asks, why wasn't John Rankin captured? Why wasn't he killed? Lots of people bragged about their plans to assassinate John Rankin. And the answer is very simple, one word, network. He had a network of sympathetic people in this town that the minute there was the knowledge of a posse on that hill, there would be people coming to help him.
Mistress, she's so worried. At night she locks us in. She tucks away her conscience and she talks to me of sin. She says I am her property that I cannot steal. She says the folks up north won't help me. I pray to God they will. I'll take the creek down to the river, cross the river to the house on the hill. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God knows I'll run, I will.
A song about a true story. Alan Schwartz sang it for us. He's a Ripley singer and songwriter. And if you meet Reverend James Settles in Ripley, he will tell you the same story. His great-grandfather, Joseph, was a slave in Kentucky who decided to cross the Ohio.
One evening, he and his wife, little baby daughter, uncle of the wife, and two or three others made their way down to Maysville through the alleys and to the, there was a fence, a wooden fence that ran along the backyards of the homes. They could hear the slave catchers patrolling. The dogs picked up their scent, I guess, because they started barking. He went over. They helped his wife over. Then this uncle was holding the baby, and he tossed the baby over the fence. In which case, she began to cry a little bit. But they still all got over the fence down to the riverbank, to the skiff, floated down the river. He went back a second night He helped a total of 12 out of slavery in those two trips.
I'm 80 years old, and many of the stories were handed down from people who actually knew the people who were helping the slaves.
Miriam Zachman was born in Ripley, and she's been hearing about the slave years all her life. Growing up, she always heard the Rankin House referred to as the Eliza House. Eliza, after a central character in Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin. People in Ripley would tell of a slave mother, a child, a freezing river, freedom, and the connection with the book.
This is where Eliza crossed the ice. Harriet Beecher Stowe lived in Cincinnati. She visited here. She heard the story of Eliza, and she wrote this into her book, and which became one of the main reasons that the Underground Railroad became famous, and the cause for slavery was, as Abraham Lincoln said, she was the little girl, the little woman who started the Civil War.
That's Miriam Zachman. Anne Hagedorn, the writer who moved from New York City to Ohio for research and to find an evocative place to work, has remained in Ripley. She's bought one of the big houses down on Front Street and still climbs the steps to the John Rankin House and often recalls the moment the story really came alive.
When John Rankin moved into this house, which was 1829, slavery had been in this nation for 210 years. I'd been researching the book for about 3 weeks and came up and looked through this window, and that's what I thought, 210 years. Slavery had been part of this culture. And here was somebody who was standing up and saying, no, I think it's wrong. And then also just how close the shores of slavery were to this window.
Anne Hagedorn. Her book about Ripley, Ohio is called Beyond the River, The Untold Story of the Heroes of the Underground Railroad. For Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams.
For music and photos from Ripley, go to our website, npr.org.